Coach G, let's talk about the adjustment from Duke to Texas.
How the transition go?
Well, it's been a process. It was the most difficult decision of my life, and but once I made it, you know, I was all in, and I was really excited about a new challenge, new opportunity. I want to bring back the glory to Texas, and I think it's going to take some time, but I feel sure that we'll get there.
Well, you talk about replacing a legend.
Well, that's difficult. And when I was thinking about taking the job, I talked with Joey because I wanted to know I had her blessing. And she said I was the person that she wanted for the job, and she wanted to hand the baton off to me, and she wanted me to build my own legacy. So I think it's always difficult when you try to replace a legend. I'm not trying to be Jody. You know, we're going to have different styles, but at the same time, I think it's a great opportunity because the University of Texas has so much to offer.
Have you, I guess, in your mind, placed a timetable on how long it may take to get Texas back to where it used to be?
Hopefully not long, because I'm not a patient person, but I think probably, I'm guessing like 3 or 4 years, so that we can get some recruits in and get them some experiences. And I feel like I said, I feel like it shouldn't take too long, but definitely probably 3 or 4 years.
And what kind of, I guess, players will you try to bring in to fit your system at Texas?
Yeah, we're looking at all the Texas players. You know, there are so many great high school players in the state of Texas that I want to stay at home as much as possible. And then we're going to look to run and press. So I need athleticism. I love versatility. So if I can get some big guards that I can post up, or some post players that run the floor really well or can shoot the three, I like that kind of versatility.
Well, I'm from Houston, so I know you know how to recruit players in Houston with Lindsey Harding. So just have you had a chance to come to Houston and talk about talent? Of course, not names, but just the talent you see in Houston.
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of talent in Houston. I've spent a good bit of the recruiting already in that city, because it's been so good to me. I've signed 2 players at Duke from Houston, one being Lindsey and the other being Kareema Christmas, who's a freshman there now. So I hope to continue to get great players out of Houston, but be able to keep them at home now.
Let's talk about this season. What's the breakdown as far as classes go of your team?
Well, that's a good question. I know I've got one senior. Another player is going to graduate on time, even though she's not a senior. She was injured, Mariana Murgerson, but she's going to graduate this year. So 2 seniors. And then it's hard to say because we've had so many injuries. I could have up to 7 juniors if everybody graduated on time. Now, if we redshirt some of those kids that have had injuries, then I could have only 3 juniors. So it's really hard to break down my classes because of the injuries that we've had.
Okay, well, how many players do you have on the roster right now who will play?
There are 13 players on the roster, one of which, Crystal Boyd, she just had surgery again on her foot. She's broken her feet 3 different times now, so hopefully she'll be able to play, but probably not until January. So 12, I think, that definitely will play.
Okay, well, talk about, I guess, what you expect from the team this year.
Well, like I said, we've got basically one senior. We're very young. None of the players on the team have ever played in a postseason game. So right now, and this year, I think our emphasis and focus is to change the mindset. And one of my quotes that I say to them every day is walk, talk, and act like a champion, because we have to have that mentality, both mentally and physically. So it's probably going to be a learning year, I think, for everybody, myself, my coaching staff, and for the team as well. So my goal is not about wins and losses this year. It's to really build a foundation for our future.
And how different is the Big 12 from the ACC?
I think they're similar in a lot of ways. There are some teams that are extremely athletic, like Texas A&M. They remind me of North Carolina. And then there are other teams that are great three-point shooting teams, like Iowa State. I think from top to bottom, the Big 12 is the most talented conference. I think the ACC, in the last few years, the top of the ACC has been the best conference in the country. You know, 2 years ago we took 3 teams, our top 3 teams all went to the Final Four, but we were very top-heavy. I think the Big 12, from top to bottom, it's a pretty tough conference.
How is Texas different from Duke?
As far as the players, well...
the atmosphere.
I think at Duke, when you get the Cameron Crazies involved, I think that's one of the best atmospheres in college basketball. Unfortunately, they didn't come to all the games. They came to the big games. I think Texas has a more stable group of fans, so you get them at every single game, which I think is important. I think at both places, Duke and Texas, you're combining the very best of academics and athletics. So that was an easy transition for me. I'm still selling academics. I'm still selling the opportunity to play in front of big crowds in a great conference and play just unbelievable basketball. So that transition has been pretty easy.
You spent time with USA Basketball in the last few years. So how has that helped you coaching on college level?
I love working with USA Basketball because I always learn. And this summer, I've been in Italy with the USA team, and then I just came back from Chile with the USA team where we qualified for the Olympics. So anytime you are working with a new staff, you learn something. And anytime you're scouting teams from different countries, you learn something, whether it's a new play or a new way of defending or just a new philosophy. And I've always been able to bring something back from my work with USA Basketball and implement it with my team.
How difficult is it difficult for you, I guess, because it's so time-consuming to do USA Basketball, NBA head coach in college? How much of a strain is that on you?
It's very fatiguing, but it's also energizing because I'm learning and growing. That gives me great energy. At the same time, being on the road so much, especially now with a new job, I think it was a much easier when I was at Duke and I was in a routine. Coming here, everything is brand new for me every day. So it's been a little fatiguing, but again, it's always worth it because I'm continuing to learn.
Okay, one last question. How would you describe what would you like to see improved to help women's basketball, I guess, continue its upswing?
I think still more parity. You know, you still have Connecticut and Tennessee are still seem to be always the top two teams to beat. You know, I think at Duke we made some inroads, but I think nationally now there's more talent in the high school level. And as those players choose different schools, I think we're going to see more parity. When you have more parity, I think there's more excitement.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.